This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim, Hey Zion. Today we'll do Hey Zion and Ches Haz and Hach. Yesterday we did Hey Hey and Hey Vav. The new Mishnah is from Sunday. Okay, so we learned as follows. Hey Hey. If you have Musaf HaTanur, what is a Musaf HaTanur? Some sort of ring that they add on top of the oven to preserve its heat. If it's from a private person, it's tahar. It doesn't preserve, it doesn't really act to help out the oven at all. What does it do? What does it use? Okay. Preserve the heat. Okay. They say this is very similar to the Ataras Kira we learned about in Mishnah Gimel. The professionals, the bakers, the cooks, it's Tame because they use it to put the shvud, to roast meat, etc. Again, ovens are not used strictly for bread, they're also used for meats, etc. Yechim Sandler says, you bake in it on those that extra extension when space is tight. He wants it to be mamish the exact same usage. Similarly, the addition of the yoira of the pot, extension of a pot, the people who make the cooked or olives, that has tuma because that serves a purpose. You fill it up to the brim to get more olives in there. But shaltzabayim, of the dyers, the ones who dye, that is tahar. Why is that tahar? That does not serve a purpose. Well, why they do it then? Some say they do it for beauty. Vav, a tanur that you filled up with offer until halfway up. So that part is batal. But if the top part becomes tame, the bottom part becomes tame. That's a din d'rabbanan because that shouldn't people shouldn't get confused, but they didn't want to be completely dry, so they said only tumas mago, but not avir. So you shouldn't come to be served truma v'kachim. Okay. The person puts it on top of his oven, on top of a bar or a dos. A dos is above ground. The bar is in the ground. Okay. And he puts a stone there to wedge it in and keep it steady. Okay. So Yehuda says, if you heat up on the bottom and it gets hardened on top, that's tumah. So Yehuda requires the very first hesek of the tanur that makes it be mekabel tumah has to be attached to the ground. And if you wedge it in and heat doesn't escape through that airspace, and we say the walls of the bar, extension of the walls of the tanner. And the tanner is considered attached to the bottom of the bar. It's mechubar lekarka. It's mekabel tuma. Chum say that no. We don't require it to be attached to the ground even for the first hesek. And this is doesn't make a difference whether it does, it doesn't. It doesn't make a difference to us. First hesek is it's mekabel tuma, whether attached to the ground or not attached to the ground. Mishnah Zayin, a tanur shenitma, a tanur that became tar, tamei, kates in metaharinoi, so he had with metahar a tanur. Shaden posik, tanur vikarayim, yutots, they have to be broken. It seems not just broken, they have to be detached from the ground. So the Mishnah will explain how do we metahar an oven. Again, by klicheres, the only way metahar is through breaking. There's no option of putting in the mikvah. We want you to cut into three parts. The point of cutting into three parts, they don't want any part to have the majority. We'll talk about, let's say you cut two small and one large, and one is the majority. We'll talk about that. But presumably, we're assuming that when you cut into three, you're not going to have one to be the majority. Now, how are we cutting it? We're cutting it top to bottom, we're slicing it like that. So you cut into three slices, okay, one, two, three. Garis the tefillah, and then you scrape off the tefillah, the coating, insulating coating, achi baritz, And the Mishnah is saying the cut has to be until the ground. That's one way of learning it. The Rav has a different way of learning it. Atshei Bartz means that the coating you scrape off has to fall to the ground. Like, wow, what's the chiddush of that? Why would you think otherwise? All right. So what are we saying? It's not enough to cut the actual taner. You need to cut the tefela. Otherwise, still considered attached through the coating. Okay? Also, additionally, there are those who say you need to remove all the clay that was attaching it to the ground. I don't know how they cut it. They didn't have circular saws. How do you make clean cuts in a tanner without just taking a big hammer and banging it? I don't know the answer. I'm not sure what tools they used to cut charis. I don't know. Remeir Aymeir Einoit Tzarech Ligroir Es HaTveilo. You don't have to scrape off the tefela. V'lo ad shei ba'aretz, you don't have to cut all the way to the ground. Both things are not necessary. Okay. What do you do then? What do you do? Let's see. Elo mematoi mifnim arba tefachim. Cut the walls until that there's not in one place it's intact a four tefachim. Remeil shetase mishnah aleph, that's the shear. So just keep cutting until, yeah, I guess, until 3.9 tefachim. Then you don't have four tefachim intact, you're not going to have tool. And why is he not concerned? Okay, fine, that makes sense. Why is he not concerned about the tefela? That's not going to, I guess, I don't know. You can't cook with just tefela, it's not intact, I don't know. Seems like what you want is that it's not usable as an oven anymore. Shimon also, another machlokes. It's not enough to cut it up. It's not enough to remove the tefela. You need to remove the pieces from each other. One calls man, they're still standing together. One against the other, it's still somewhat usable. Others explain that Reb Shimon's requiring you to move the oven off the ground. Not just to detach it, but actually move it. Okay. Fine. Chol kol l'shnayim, you cut in two pieces. Echad gadol, echad katan. Chances are one's going to be large, one's going to be small. All likelihood. They're not going to be exactly equal. So gadol tamei v'katan tar. The gadol will then have raiv. When you have raiv, your tamei, the katan is minority. It's going to be tar. They've all thought, no, why is Rav Tame? Is that considered, because it's still considered intact? It's still, you think it's still not usable? It depends on Rav. I mean, Rav at 52% doesn't sound very usable. If Rav is 99%, it does sound very usable. Okay. It's a little plug, I don't know. They ask about what if they're exactly equal. So that gets into the shayla of Efshel Tzamtzum, is that possible or not? If it's impossible, then you're definitely going to have one large and one small. You don't know which one it is, so Im Kain, you're both going to go to Chumra. Is it Tamei and Besafek? If you hope it is possible. Chalaka l'shloishei, divided into three parts. Echad gadol k'shnayim, but one is large like two. He's the Rav. Another two are the minority. Hagadol Tamei, that one is Tamei. Shnayim v'tam u'shnayim haketanim, the two small ones are Tahirin. Straightforward, because that one has the Rav. Mishnah Ches. Chotroi. Another way of cutting up your taner is cutting it horizontally. Chotchai chulio is the rachba, you cut it in two rings. Baruchas mer, but tvachim tar, each one is less than four tvachim is tar. Can't bake that way. Ay merchoi betit, if you then spread on top of a tit, after you detach them. This is going on both mishnayos, whether it's cutting lengthwise or horizontally or vertically, then you put tit on it. So put some clay. Mekabel tumo, it's only mekabel tumo once again, misha sekenabo, when you fire it up to the degree, k'teilav espois of kanan, that it could cook, could bake, blila rakas, liquidy batters. It's like a new tanner. Fine. Hirchik mimenu esatzfela. You put your coating not directly on top of the walls, but you created this like outer encasement that encases your oven, but it's not directly touching the oven. There is a bit of an airspace between the oven and this encasement. That airspace, nos and chol, put in sand or tzor, a little gravel, but in time in between. So he came up with the shtickle taira that his oven's going to be usable, probably. It's insulated well. But it's probably not mekabel tumah again, is it? Says the Mishnah, and you're right. And this they said, a nida and a tahira, Ivis boy can bake in it vutar, and they don't have to worry about the tumah of the nida. A nida would put her hand inside a klicheres. She's an avatumah. She puts in the avir of a klicheres. It's metame, the oven. That's going to metame any bread that goes inside of it. The klicheres is now regions metame the eichon to a sheni. And this tahira woman is not very interested in having tumah dikar bread. Maybe she doesn't care, maybe she does care. Maybe she's a kohenah, so you can be close to follow. Here we said this is not a problem. It's not tummy. So like, why didn't Mishnah just say it's not tummy? They say the Mishnah is coming to emphasize that this is a good eitzah. Because this way you can get tummy and tirem using the oven together. And in the one hand, it's a very usable, functional oven. On the other hand, there's no tumah. This is a very, very good eitzah. Maybe should have made it this way, mitchila. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.